It's time for your ASN Coonsong Radio Update. I'm Senior Airman Antoine Hanks. We interview firefighters from the 8th Civil Engineer Squadron Fire Department. The fire department provides steadfast support to Coonsong Air Base, ensuring the safety of all members here. Technical Sergeant Jordan Cooey, 8th Civil Engineer Squadron Crew Chief, had this to say.
So mental health and resiliency is a big part of what we do in our career field. We have to obviously look out for each other. As I said before, when we're working these 48-hour shifts together, 72-hour shifts, a lot of the time we're, you know, living with each other. We're essentially got 16 other roommates that we have to, that we have there to like rely upon to cook shift dinners with, to play dominoes with. I'm the reigning Coonsong Dominoes champion, just to throw it out there. But these are the kind of things that we do to kind of keep each other, mentally healthy and resilient, you know.
In other news, air traffic controllers assigned to the 8th Operations Support Squadron conducted joint operations with Marines from the Marine Medium Tilt Rotor Squadron 165. During the training, members from both branches worked alongside one another to conduct helicopter landing zone operations. This training allowed participants to improve interoperability between the services and highlighted the feasibility of receiving follow-on forces at non-standard locations on the airfield. Operations like these enable the 8th Fighter Wing's ability to ensure seamless joint operations, enhance strategic coordination, and effectively respond to emerging threats or contingencies. That's it for this edition, but for more Wolfpack news, go to coonsong.af.mil. Be sure to follow AFN Coonsong on Facebook, download the AFN Go mobile app, or tune in to 88.5 FM AFN Coonsong the Eagle, and your local AFN television station for the latest updates from Coonsong to across the Pacific. I'm Senior Airman Antoine Hanks, and this has been your AFN Coonsong Radio Update.